Welcome to the To Faithful Men podcast. This project started in 2006 to preserve old sermon and study tapes of Wiley Flanagan, Hassel Wallace, and Mike Strebel. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also."
Chapter 18 says, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory." Now, the beginning of the 17th chapter was one of the seven angels that had the seven bowls that talked to John. Now, in chapter 18, it is another angel, as far as we know, never made any appearance before. But having great power and the earth was lightened with his glory. Now, that shows you that this angelic being caused a great wonder. There's a physical evidence at the beginning of this chapter. "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, demons, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." Now, there's no question that you're speaking now of metaphors, or of symbols, or of figures. The woman, the voice cried mightily with a strong Babylon, the great is fallen. Twice before in Revelation has there been the announcement of Babylon, of the fall of Babylon. But now, the fall is actually occurring, you see. Heretofore, it was just announced. But now this angel says, "Babylon is fallen, and is become the habitation of the demons, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird." Now, that describes religious conditions that exist as a result of the great harlot. "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." Now, that's not some individual. That's Rome. That's papal. That's papacy. A lot of it. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not her plagues." Now, it's not confined. It's not confined to Romanism. It includes Protestantism. It includes a dead formalism. Wherever it's found, it's found anything that's anti-Christ, that's anti-God, that is not of God, is included, that's been affected by this woman. In other words, that'll take every unsound doctrine, it'll take every evil person. "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people." Now, you see, there is a people that has been mixed up, that's been seduced, that's been connected in it. "That ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Now, that's the last call. There's a warning. See, we've had, I've pointed out the stops along the way, despite the plagues, the Lord gives promise here. The Lord cautions, the Lord warns. The Lord says, be awake, be diligent, see, watch, Keep your garments clean.
Alright? It's really corrupted here, isn't it?
Yeah. See?
Warn you to come out of it.
That's right. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, that is, luxuriously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Now what's she saying? She's saying, I don't have to worry. I have plenty. I have it made. I'll never be a pauper. I'll never be a widow. I'll never be without a husband. See? I'll never be out income. This whole thing in chapter 18, you're going to see is based, from here out, is going to be based on money, on finances, on gain, commerce, religiously, economically, commercially, as far as ships are concerned, marine, the ships of the world, all sorts of business life. Because, you see, this woman has committed fornications. I mean, it's been spread. Her disease has been caught by the whole system.
We see that bailed up now, can't
you? Oh, yes, absolutely. Now then, now notice she says, you see, now she's strutting, saying, I said a queen. Yeah, they even say she's queen of heaven. See? Some religions. And am the widow and shall see no sorrow. I'll never see hard times. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Mother, she's going to see it in one day. Death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. Now it's God that's going to take care of it, see? Now then, verse 9 says, and the kings of the earth, now notice the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise, her merchandise anymore. See, why are they weeping? Why are they crying? Is it because of this woman getting burnt? The city? All of it? No. It's because of their pocketbook. You see? Because for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchmen, they've got something to sell. But God has intervened. Now they can't sell it. It's worthless. It's useless. The merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls and fine linen, and purple and silk and scarlet, and all fine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of the most precious wood, and of brass, and of iron, and marble, cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, slaves, the souls of men, and the fruits that thy soul lusteth after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. You see, they can't sell all of these precious stone, gold, silver, the ointments, frankincense, wine, oil. You see, every agricultural produce, oil, things of there's no market. Now they're standing afar off. And that's the only reason. It's because they can't buy, they can't sell. Why? Because this city that has power over all the inhabitants of the earth, the kings of the earth, for in 1 hour her city is on fire. Boy, God has dropped a something worse than a hydrogen and an atomic bomb. See? It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. But now, it doesn't mean just one little city. It means that God is consuming, you see, wherever there's organized rebellion against God, this judgment is falling upon that section. Now, notice what the angel says. Rejoice over her, thou heaven. Now this is, you see now, the merchants, they were sorrowing because their produce, they can't sell anymore, they can't buy anymore. In the same way with the shipmasters, well, they got nothing to haul. The sailors are out of job. They're crying. Now then, here we're seen given parting the curtain for heaven and says, Rejoice over her, thy heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone. Now, here's the symbolic act of complete destruction. Notice, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and of trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be, unions ain't got no authority now, shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice in the bridegroom, the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. You see? That that woman, that harlot, is fornication, just like when we noticed back over about the 144,000 that were virgins. All right, now in Revelation, fornication means spiritual adultery, you see. In other words, untrue, unfaithful to God, and actively in going that way. All right, now, we've come to the end of it. There's only one. Now, the six verses in 19 that goes with this, chapter 19, there ought not to have been a division break there. Because all we'll have to do is read it. chapter 19, we have the final hallelujahs. The hallelujah chorus in heaven as to the judgments of God upon the earth. And here it is. He says, after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous. Notice how many times God has recorded true and righteous are the acts of God. True and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 creatures fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. That's the third time.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and share with a friend. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.